and 1360 AM, along with Southern Season, present Side Dish with Jay White and Liz Cooper. Listen over the next 30 minutes as Jay White and Liz Cooper present the Chapel Hill Carrboro community with insights from the world of culinary, local and national farming, and so much more. Side Dish is brought to you by Southern Season, Chapel Hill's landmark gourmet emporium. Great for local gifts and delicious favorites. Visit them online at southernseason.com. And now, here's your host, Jay White and Liz Cooper, with Side Dish on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm Jay White, and I'm here with my co-host, Liz Cooper. And Liz, who is at the table with us today?
We have a wonderful guest today. We have John Connolly with Carolina Brewery. I'm really excited to have you here, John.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
A lot going on. A lot going on.
Sure is.
We are celebrating your 19th anniversary, which we'll get into in a minute at the brewery. But first, we always like to have our listeners learn a little bit about our guests. So can you give us a little background on who John Connolly is and how he came to be a brewmeister and ended up in Chapel Hill, North Carolina?
He's brewmaster.
Brewmaster is good.
What did I say?
Go ahead.
Well, the reason I'm a brewmaster is because I love beer, and that's the bottom line right there. I didn't accidentally become a brewer. It started out as a love for beer, and as that love for beer progressed to trying beers from different countries and different states, I realized then that this is what I wanted to do. And fortunately, I was living out in California then, and in 1986, I went to the first craft brewery that I'd ever been to. It was the Front Street Pub. It's now gone, unfortunately. But it was there that I had an India Pale Ale with Cascade hops, and it was there that I instantly fell in love with that style of beer, with the West Coast IPA. And then at that point, I decided that's what I wanted to do. Now, it took a while. It took me about 8 years to get a job as a brewer because it was a transition. I had to go to a brew school and
Is
learn
that
the craft.
The Siebel Institute?
Yes, the Siebel Institute in Chicago. And it was 20 years ago in January that I went, and it was just as cold then as it was this year. So it was a very memorable experience.
And it's my hometown.
That's their mission, is to make brewers? Make people into brewers?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. That school has been there since 1872, so it's survived through Prohibition and all kinds of things. And, you know, during Prohibition, they would study, you know, malting, making malt extracts and things like that, but, you know, all to do with grains and beer-related things. And it's a, you know, highly renowned school. There's not that many in the country. UC Davis has a four-year program in fermentation science. One of the things I love about beer is that it's not all about science. Science explains beer and what it is and what's in it and how it ferments and so on. But as we know, brew was made long before scientists were able to explain what it is. So the craft part is what I really like. It's the mixing the ingredients and putting in interesting things in the beer and, of course, always trying to improve it.
So did the Institute, was it where the big guys used to send their people to get trained? And then how did the craft movement impact them, or did they kind of piggyback on the whole craft movement and expand their offerings, or?
Yeah, at the time I went there, most of the people in the classes were from big breweries and from all over the world, from South America, from Europe. You know, in Europe they have a couple of schools as well. The Germans and the English, of course, have great brewing schools. But the school in Chicago is pretty much the American beer school.
And are they the keeper of some of the older strains of yeast, some of the oldest strains of yeast?
Yeah, they do have labs, and they do, you know, have yeast strains and stuff like that.
So they were there waiting for this craft market to kind of grow, I assume, right?
I kind of think they were doing fine without it at the time, right. You know. But I think they certainly took advantage of it, and right now there's so many breweries in the country.
So do a lot of people like yourselves go through the program then to...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, of course, in this nowadays, you can do some of the classes online as well that some of my brewers have done.
So when you first fell in love with what you said, Cascade Hops, mm-hmm. did you start with some home brewing?
I did. Fortunately, my wife got me homebrew kit for Christmas. And I did that for a little while. And then I, you know, I realized that I'm never going to be able to make the beer in a plastic bucket with some syrup that I could do with some better equipment. So part of the reason I was making the homebrew was to save money. So if you start buying equipment and doing all that, then it kind of defeats that purpose. So I decided that I'd be better off, instead of doing my regular work, which I was doing machine design, at the end of the day, I'd always be looking forward to getting a beer. And then I just thought, well, why don't we just cut to the chase and have the beer be the most prominent part of the day.
So when did you hook up with Robert?
That was in October of 1994. When I went to the school in Chicago, I put my name on a list of, you know, people that would be interested in brewing elsewhere. So it was great. He called me up and said that he was opening a brew pub in downtown Chapel Hill. And I'd visited Chapel Hill before, and it was a great town. And at the time, I had two small children. I think they were 4 and 6 then. And so I wanted a small town environment. The pub was nice. And my kids went to school here. They went to UNC. My son is now a brewer himself in Los Angeles at Golden Road Brewing Company.
That's great.
So when Robert and you hooked up, did he always want a brew pub, or did he just want a restaurant and then the beer came after? Or was his original intent was to do the brewing?
Robert had a love for beer as well. During his studies, he traveled through Europe and tasted the beers there. And this was at the very beginning of the craft brew pub type model. Mm-hmm. And he saw that it was working well in Europe, as it has done for a long time, and that it could work great in a town like Chapel Hill.
Not to mention all the college-age beer drinkers that we have in this town. So it was a logical place for him to open his first
yeah,
place.
He was a UNC graduate, mm-hmm. and his parents went to UNC, so he has a long affiliation with Chapel Hill, and it's a great town. So that's why it's worked well here, and I think it's been as good as we could have hoped for.
And the Pittsboro move that happened.
Yeah, the Pittsboro move was interesting because I was brewing up in Chapel Hill, and we were brewing and brewing and brewing. And what happened was some of the local restaurants would call me up and say, you know, they wanted to have our beer on tap. So we started doing that as a courtesy at first. And then it got to the point where we had more and more accounts to where we couldn't really make enough beer to do any more, to let anybody else have it.
That's been good. Stop you right there for a second. We got to go to break, but when we come back, we'll finish up what we're talking about. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHO.
You're listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, presented by Southern Season in Chapel Hill, online at southernseason.com. And now, back with more Side Dish with Jay White and Liz Cooper.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Jay White. I'm here with Liz Cooper. And we have with us today John Conley, brewmaster from Carolina Brewery. And just before the break, we were talking about how the popularity and the growth of the business, and we ended up in Pittsboro with more facilities to make more beer to sell it to more people. So
yeah, you have quite a lineup. Can you give us a quick rundown of what your year-round beers are, what your seasonals, and I know you guys also do a limited editions that are pub only. So I'd love to hear what those are.
Okay.
As well.
Well, our main core brands are the Sky Blue Golden Ale. That's a German Kolsch style beer. It's light. It's not bitter. It's easy drinking, and it's actually an ale, though, of a German origin. Most German beers, you know, we tend to think of as being lagers, but in the old days they had Altbier, which actually means old beer, and the Kolsch. And then we have Copper Lion Amber Ale. It's an English style pale ale, and it's got Golding hops. It's very nicely balanced between malt and the hops, so not too malty, not too hoppy, just right. We have a beer, our flagship India Pale Ale. The India Pale Ale uses the West Coast hops that I like, the Cascade.
Right.
We also have an oatmeal porter, which is a nice, rich, dark brew, similar to a stout. In the old days, there was a category stout porter, but they've kind of gone their separate ways, porter being somewhat less intense flavored than the stouts.
A little more approachable, mm-hmm. for year-round.
Yeah, and we've had... each quarter, we have a seasonal beer. We have our brown ale, Downtown Trolley Brown. We have Oktoberfest. We have Santa's Secret, our Christmas beer. And then we also do some strong beers as well. They're sort of our brewer's small batch versions. And right now our current seasonal is a Belgian style triple. It's very nice, smooth, honey-like flavor.
And you have something special coming out right now, correct?
Our anniversary ale.
Yes.
And we actually are tasting it as we speak.
I was going to make the gurgle sound of me drinking it. It's a delicious beer.
The anniversary is, well, I'm going to let you talk about the actual product, but the anniversary is the 19th anniversary, and it's going on currently. And there is a special dinner involved with it, and that's available. It's a three-course menu for $19, and it's available at both of the locations, I assume, yes? And it goes through this Saturday. And so
for $19, you can pick your choice of soup and salad, choice of entrees, choice of desserts, and, of course, your choice of ales, but mostly paired. The best pairing, I think, is the anniversary ale. So why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
What we're drinking.
And we'll drink
delicious.
It while you talk.
Okay, well, the anniversary ale is a Belgian wit-style beer, and wit actually means white, though it does have wheat in it as well. It's a style of beer that became popular a couple hundred years ago.
Was that all?
You know, we serve it with a slice of orange, and the beer itself actually has some coriander, some orange, and some cumin in it. So it's very, very subtly spiced. But, you know, back in the old days when Belgium was actually part of the Netherlands, there was a spice trade. They got the oranges from the Caribbean and took them there. So there was kind of a reason why this beer became popular. And what's good about this beer is that it's got a nice carbonation. It's like a nice palate cleaning beer. It's nothing that's going to overwhelm anybody or any food that it's paired with as well. It goes really nicely, like with salads with citrus type dressings.
It's got a bright acidity to it that I think even with vinaigrettes will really smooth it out and almost make it creamy and rich.
Yeah, it's very fragrant.
Right.
It's very nice.
Well, thanks.
I'm enjoying it.
So I'm going to segue just ever so slightly. Because as we're talking about the beers and how they're made and all of these wonderful descriptors, I think we should talk a little bit about where you source your grains and your hops as we like to talk about a lot, the sustainability of businesses and how that works for Carolina Brewery.
Yeah, well, the ingredients in beer are very highly specialized, so you're not able to just procure them anywhere. We buy malts from all around the world, from England and from Germany and from the United States. Our hops are the same way. We get a lot of our hops from Oregon and Washington State. And
those would be the Cascade.
The Cascades, right. Mm-hmm. The hops we use in the Copper Line, for instance, are the English hops. And then in the Sky Blue, the Kolsch style beer, it has German hops. So I am a bit of a beer purist in that I think styles have evolved over time, and you don't need to really mess with a good thing. You know, you don't need to maybe put a cherry pie in every beer or something crazy. I think sometimes beer can overwhelm the moment or the food that you're eating with it. So I think it's the sign of a good beer is when you take the first taste and it puts a big smile on your face. And then maybe after a couple, it's not so much the forefront in your mind anymore. You can just enjoy it for what it is. You don't have to get hit in the face with a big hop slam every moment, you know.
But you do have a local connection that you were talking about.
Yeah, we sure do. We have a farmer down in Chatham County, Lily Den Farms. And when we make beer, we have spent grain is one of the waste products. It's barley mostly. But it happens to make good cattle feed. It has to be mixed with other stuff too to get all the good nutrients. But they take the grain from us and feed it to the cows. And then we have local beef on our menu, and it comes from this very same farm. So that's really neat.
Yeah, it's a great circle.
Yeah. And I've had the burgers. I'll testify to how good the burgers are.
Oh, the food is delicious.
It's the Carolina Brewery in Pittsburgh is my local haunt because I live in Pittsburgh. So we enjoy it a lot. So, So this is the 19th anniversary special brew. Now, how long will this particular brew be available? Just
well, that's an it depends. Depends if you go down to Pittsburgh and drink it. it's actually on tap in Chapel Hill, not in Pittsburgh. But you could go to Chapel Hill and drink it. But we just make one batch of this. Mm-hmm. Then we move on to other stuff.
So this wouldn't be available anywhere else except the brew pub.
It's only at the brewery, and but there's plenty of other beers too when this
right,
one runs out.
Or something that you distribute within the state and in other states as well.
Yeah, we're in 6 states.
That's fantastic.
You know, we were speaking earlier about our distribution and taking beer outside of the restaurant. Well, when we got to over 100 accounts that we were delivering to personally, it got to be a little bit too much to maintain the driving and the calling of the thing. So now we use beer distributors, which helps a lot.
Well, we have to take a break, and we'll be back, and we'll finish up talking with John. But you've been listening to Side Dish on WCHL. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Side Dish with Jay White and Liz Cooper, presented by Southern Season. Now, back to Side Dish on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Welcome back. We're talking to John Conley today from Carolina Brewery. And Liz, I think you have a
Yeah, we question. Were mentioning in the break about some pretty impressive awards that you guys have received recently and over time for your beer. So can you talk to a little bit about that?
Yeah, this past year, it was a great year for us award-wise. You know, locally at the North Carolina State Fair, we won Best in Show there. And for our Sky Blue, our Golden Ale, and second place Best in Show for the Flagship IPA. So we're very happy and proud of that. And then nationally, we won a medal at the Great American Beer Festival in Denver, and that was for our Oatmeal Porter.
That's fantastic. That's a huge festival.
Yes, it is. It's, you know, you're up against all the brewers in the country,
and
it's very, you know, rigid guidelines for what the beer is supposed to be.
So it's an exciting industry, and it's enjoyed incredible growth in the last few years. What do you see for the future of small breweries, microbreweries?
I think that with the way that the world is changing and people are driving less and stuff like that, I think that more local is becoming, you know, the thing for everything. People want to be able to walk to stuff, you know, to a brewery. So if the only brewery you have is 200 miles away, it's going to be a long way to go. So I think there's no real limit to how many breweries they can be, so long as if the beer is good and the food's good, I think they make great places to go to eat and drink, you know.
Hang out. Well, we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you our typical guest questions. So I'm going to let Liz ask the first one, and then I'll follow up with the second one.
So this is our hot seat segment.
Okay.
And so if you were to have an opportunity to have dinner at a dinner party and pick any two people to sit between, alive or dead, famous or not, who would you choose?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people I'd probably like to be with. I mean, with my beer background, probably Michael Jackson, the beer writer, would be somebody that I, unfortunately, he's passed away, but I did meet him, and he had...
We would resurrect him for this
I would
party.
Bring him up for this
yes.
party. And then somebody that, you know, a lot of people think maybe is already dead, but actually is still living, is Keith Richards. So I'd love to be in between those two.
Well, I think there might be some argument about that, but okay. Yeah, that's quite a diverse pair.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the music is like the creative side of the brewing,
right.
And then you've got the analytical side. So I like to get it from both sides.
Excellent.
And if we went to your house and opened your refrigerator, what little secret indulgence on your part would we find in there that you might not want everybody to know about?
Well, I mean, what you would find is somewhat random assortment of beers. I don't just drink my own beer because I love all the beers, and when I taste my beer, I want to see what it's like compared to other beers. So, you know, like last week, there was a Blue Moon, which is a similar style beer to what we're having here. I think I got some Newcastle Brown Ale in there, and I think there's some Sweetwater beer, some hoppy beer from them.
So we want to remind people where they can get your beer, obviously at the two brew pubs, how they can get information on you.
Okay.
At your website?
Yeah, we have a website. It's carolinabrewery.com.
Right.
And at the restaurants, you can get reservations, you can do call-ahead seating for reservations if it's busy times, and... what else should we say about
and
that?
And remember, you can buy their beers, their year-round beers at Southern Season. I have to get that plug in.
Do you
carry them all.
Oh, you do carry them
Absolutely.
All. All right. Well, that's terrific. Thank you
very much for coming in, talking to us today. You've been listening to Side Dish on WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. The This is Jay and Liz signing off for another week.
Thank you.